Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining us, as she does every week at this time, Adel Kozelski. This morning, I want to talk about the Kabbalah of social distancing.
Yes, I thought maybe that would pick up your ears.
Yeah, certainly. It certainly piqued my interest. Kabbalah of social distancing.
Well, really what I'm saying is, what is the social distancing all about? You know, like, I think until 5 months ago, I don't think that that word, that phrase ever passed through the lips of any human being. Like, who ever spoke about social distancing?
So it was, yeah, it was just completely unheard of. In fact, even the World Health Organization, by the way, tried to change it. They tried not to use the word social distancing, but physical distancing. But the world didn't have it, and they just went back to social distancing.
So I was thinking, one of the things that we learn in Torah is that anything that happened in earlier on in history, right in the beginning in the Bible, were really portents for things that would happen at the end. And one of the very famous ones is that just as we went out miraculously from Egypt, Egypt was like the microcosmic play of what the world will look like when we go into redemption again on a macrocosmic level. And so I was thinking, like, what happened, like, towards the end, just before, you know, the Jews were said, okay, you're allowed to go free, redemption is here. We actually went through social distancing. And when was that? At two occasions. One was in the plague of darkness. And it was interesting that it was the ninth plague because, you know, it doesn't look like a very severe plague. But in truth, we are told that even 4/5 of the Jewish people passed away. Why? Because they were stuck. They were unable to see the redemption. They weren't able to see the light at the end of the tunnel. And then just again by the 10th plague, by the plague of the firstborn, we were told to lock ourselves up inside. And so I was musing that perhaps this is really a sign for us as well, that two things. Number one, we are sitting in a plague of darkness. It's obviously not a physical one, but it's certainly an emotional one, one that is fraught with fear, anxiety. People feel stuck. People are looking at realities, and they really feel that they actually cannot get out of it. And at the same time, we're also, you know, playing this thing that we're still stuck in our houses. What is encouraging is that there's always, the greatest darkness is always before the light. And I think that all that we're doing now, even though we're finding it pretty negative because it's going against our social beings and our wanting to interact, is that it's giving us time to realign ourselves, refocus ourselves, because we're about to experience a big light. We're going to experience the redemption of all redemptions, and for that we need to go inward.
Yeah, it's almost like you've got to withdraw completely in order to strengthen, be clear, reframe, recalibrate, and then you can go out for whatever's coming next.
Yeah, and boy, we did need a recalibration. I actually, the more I think about it, just in my personal life, and I think lots of people would agree, we ran really frenetic lives, crazy lives, you know, just running, thinking, doing, coming, going. Like, in a sense, it was a lot of mindlessness. And I think that we've learned to become a lot more mindful now, far more sensitive, far more thinking about things. And I think we needed that recalibration.
Most definitely. And so interesting, because we're seeing this across the board. We just finished a conversation with South African singer Judith, and she was a Sipuma, and she was saying exactly that, is that as a performer, she's exactly running out doing, and actually she's now spend more time at home, and she's cooking, and she's taking care of her children, and she's actually found a completely different voice to that which she had before, but this has given her the opportunity. So we're seeing this across the board, across every industry, every area, every person. It's quite unbelievable.
It is. It is actually quite amazing. And I think it's bringing us into the state of being, not state of doing. And I think that will allow us to explore the new possibility that there can be a redemption. There can be a light at the end of the tunnel. There can be a much better world. Just one of the things that has been in my space a lot this week is that I've met a lot of people sitting in the plague of darkness. They're still so stuck, you know, just being negative, and understandably so, because people have gone through a tremendous amount of trauma, lost loved ones, you know, losing business, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But that stuckness is something that, we need to move out of, you know, and you've got to.
So what do you recommend? I mean, what would your advice be to somebody who's still in that darkness? How do they start to move out of it?
I think that the first thing they've got to go and see is that there is a higher force in their life, and I think that that's really what's rattling people. Part of the stuckness for me, in my sense, is that when we believe we're in control and then we get out of control, we get paralyzed. If we actually understand that in truth we're not in control and there is something greater and higher, obviously being God, that is running this world, and you throw that burden over to Him and say, well, what can I do today? I've got a choice. I can either get stuck and just bemoan my fate, or I can go out and be of service to Him, to humanity, to my children, to my family, to whoever. And you flip that switch that actually gives you the strength to start moving forward. It's when you get stuck and say, well, there's nothing else I can do, and you feel like you're a victim. When you go into victim mode, it's very, very difficult to get out. Not that to say that people haven't been victims, but to say that you need to actually take whatever you've got. If God has given you a lemon, go make lemonade. And it's there not as a cruelty, a punishment, but as a gift for you to find those inner powers of being, or finding your strength inside and being of service to the outside.
Absolutely right, and very inspiring indeed.